Searching for the Synchrotron Cosmic Web Again. A Replication Attempt, by Torrance Hodgson et al. We follow up on the surprising recent announcement by Wernström et al. 2021, of the detection of the Synchrotron Cosmic Web. We attempt to reproduce their detection with new observations with the Phase 2, extended configuration of the Murchison Widefield Array at 118.5. We reproduce their detection methodology by stacking pairs of nearby luminous red galaxies, LRGs, used as traces for clusters and galaxy groups, contained in our low-frequency radio observations. We show that our observations are significantly more sensitive than those used in Wernström et al., and that our angular sensitivity is sufficient. And yet, we make no statistically significant detection of excess radio emission along the bridge spanning the LRG pairs. This non-detection is true both for the original LRG pair catalog as used in Wernström et al., as well as for other larger catalogs with modified selection criteria. Finally, we return to the original datasets used in Wernström et al., and find that whilst we clearly reproduce the excess X-ray emission from ROSAT, we are not able to reproduce any kind of broad and extended excess intercluster filamentary emission using the original 118.5 MHz MWA survey data. In the interests of understanding this result, as part of this paper we release images of the 14 fields used in this study, the final stacked images, as well as key components of our stacking and modeling code. This was Searching for the Synchrotron Cosmic Web Again, a replication attempt, by Torrance Hodgson et al.